Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome to the Valeura Holding AG Annual Results 2007 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Rolando Benedik, Executive Chairman, accompanied by Mr. Peter Wüst, CEO, and Mr. Markus Voegeli, CFO of Valeura.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I am Rolando Benedik. I am Italian-speaking man with French culture. I am sorry for my bad English, but I try to do my best. I want to tell you the current situation. I have a very positive impression from the assessment of Valeura portfolio of business. It's a solid business area in Switzerland and abroad, provide excellent platform for further success. Its strategy fundamentals are sound. Ongoing focus on core business makes sense. The structures will need further improvement to provide basis for further profitable growth. 2008 objective, we will see that after. And before, we want to have a presentation for what was in 2007 from Mr. Wüst and 2007 results from Mr. Voegeli. Please, Peter.
Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to lead you through quickly the highlights of 2007. After the quite disappointing first semester of 2007, we can say that the results in the second half of the year were excellent. It was end resulted, if you want, in a sales growth for the total year of 3%. The major contribution to the good result overall, and particularly in the second quarter of the year, came from kiosk, which you will see some more details in the presentation of Markus Voegeli. Our balance sheet is still sound, healthy. Our debt ratio is down. Our equity ratio is about 45%, which shows that we have certainly a very sound balance sheet. As said, that the major improvement came from the kiosk operation, and you see some of the highlights on slide seven of the presentation, which you should have found on the internet. In the second half year, the EBIT increased in comparison to the first half year by 19 million in the kiosk operation. We also achieved the complete rollout of the cash tills. We now have accurate sales figures by product, by point of sale, even by half an hour, if we want, by sales area, and so on. But we do not yet have the inventory levels by point of sale. This software is going to be installed in the second half of 2008. Our strategy to push food has further gained in strength. The food share is now up by 7 percentage points. We also have gone through the network of point of sales, and we started an optimization program, which doesn't necessarily mean that we are closing point of sales, but that we want to improve the financial performance of each and every point of sale. We also have strengthened the sales organization after a reduction of the sales force through the restructuring exercise in 2006 and 2007. We have seen that we have to increase the number of sales managers a bit, and we believe now that we have found a good level to organize and to manage the over 1,000 points of sales. In convenience retailing, we have made further progress. The AVEC concept was rolled out more in 2007 through our joint venture partner Migros in their petrol stations, or through the joint venture vehicle, which is the company called Gevanova, or one or two shops which we are have opened under the Valeura banner. Tamoil, that's the franchise we have taken for Switzerland, has increased its profitability and has reached now quite satisfactory levels. Of course, we are there's still room for improvement, and we will further improve the business in 2008. With Café Spettacolo, we are in line with our growth expectations. We have opened 4 points of sales last year. We are planning to open a few more this year. Our profitability is still in line and still on a fairly good level. Valora Retail Germany, we have grown the business 13%. That's mainly expansion of new point of sales. But also we have achieved good results on existing square meterage, and we have achieved about 100% sales in comparison to last year. This has to be seen in the view that press has declined in Germany by about 5% last year. If we now switch to the media division, as a wholesaler, media division has managed to stabilize the sales for the press in the press distribution side. We have actually increased it slightly. We lost a bit in Austria, but that's because we are distributing there also non-press products, and due to the seasonality of some products we are distributing, we have lost a few millions of turnover. In Switzerland, we have intensified our cooperation with the publishers. This has particularly paid off now in the implementation of the new Blick in Switzerland, which was not a 2007 event, it was a 2008 event, but it shows how beneficial such a close cooperation can be. We have also in the media division, we have implemented SAP 6.0 as of January 1. Smooth implementation, everything went quite well. We have last year completed the implementation of a new press distribution tool, which is now showing its first merits. I think Switzerland is quite in a good shape and continue to do excellent business. In Austria, we have gained two new clients. One is Egmont de Happa, that's the Walt Disney franchise, and Marquardt Media, so that should bring our sales about 10% up in 2008. Luxembourg, we expanded into school book distribution, something which isn't well established in Luxembourg, and we have already gained quite a bit of market share, and that small niche operation is already profitable. Valora Trade, for those of you who don't know, this is the distribution marketing organization for fast-moving consumer goods. Here I think we were able to extend our European leadership in the countries, of course, where we are active. In Switzerland, we have gained listings for Ferrero in some of the key retail chains in Switzerland. We also implemented new products into the market for Kellogg's. In the Nordic countries, where we are operating in all four countries, we have seen a sales growth of about 8% with existing principals, and we have gained a lot of progress in our major project, that is to form the Nordic platform, have made decisive steps forward, and in 2008 we are planning to make again decisive steps ahead. Central Europe, that's mainly Germany and Austria. We can say that in Austria we have successfully gained market share for Ricola. In the Austrian market, Ricola is now number one. In this particular market. Own brands, that's the five production companies which we are in the progress of selling. Some words will be said for that, but in 2007 we have grown on the top line in all five companies and developed quite satisfactorily. Now I pass on to Markus Högeli for the annual results.
Good afternoon, everybody. I will quickly lead you through the annual results. You had a chance to look at them beforehand, and you have a whole bunch of additional information in the financial report, which is part of the annual report that has been distributed, or will be distributed. Overall, one introductory remark, we show all the figures now for the continued business, which means excluding the to-be-divested own brands business unit. That is the reason for various changes of familiar figures like the top line, where I start. We have been able to grow again the top line slightly by 2.6% to roughly 8 billion Swiss francs. Not quite half of that has been supported by positive currency movements. The other part was actual like-for-like growth. On the EBIT or operating profit line, we have achieved, after a disappointing 17 million result for the first 6 months, a 66 overall operating profit contribution, including own brands. If you exclude the discontinued business own brands, we have landed at 56 million EBIT as compared to 67 last year. That has been also supported by some extraordinary revenues, which you'll find on the line other income net, where about 11 million compared to 14, 15 last year has been one-off items. If you turn to the next slide, you'll find a graph that shows the difference between first half and second half of the year. I can tell you there that about two-thirds of the improvement has been driven by the business unit Kiosk Switzerland, that actually compared to last year achieved at the EBIT line again an improvement of roughly 15 million. And if you compare that result to the first half of the year 2007, the improvement was even bigger, was 20 million. However, also the other divisions, mainly trade, has worked better in the second half of the year. Actually, at trade, this is a normal thing, as there is a certain seasonality towards the end of the year, Christmas, etc. From the operating profit downwards to the net profit, I'd like to highlight three things. One is that the financial result, again, has been improved. We are now down at 2 million net. That is primarily driven by a lower debt volume that eventually leads to lower interest costs, thanks to a better cash management and to the fact that all extra cash actually is directed into loan reduction. Secondly, we show for the first time a considerable profit at our JV P&L line, or share of results from associates and joint ventures. This is our convenience business joint venture with Migros, that for the first time in 2007 has achieved a really nice seven-digit operating profit. And last but not least, taxes. We are now at our envisaged and planned average tax quota of roughly 23%, whereas last year it has been considerably lower thanks to a tax asset that had to be posted in Germany last year, given that the operation has come back into break-even and is now producing positive results and still has carried forward losses on the balance sheet. That leads to a net profit of 52 million, which is still below and disappointing the last year, a result of 66 million. A couple of key indicators that also include the balance sheet. First I have to talk about cash flow. Cash flow has been developing positively. If you look at the continued business, operating cash flow up at 94 million. We have invested at about the same level as last year, and the free cash flow, as I mentioned earlier, has been fully invested into a reduction of loans, mainly syndicated loan facilities with our core banks. And on top, we have reduced our cash further by 56 million to also reduce our loan debt, our debt burden. If you turn to the key figures, you'll find equity ratio of 45%. It's a sound basis for going forward. It also shows that the net debt level is now approaching zero with 46 million at the end of last year. Net working capital has been at the planned levels, and our EPS or earnings per share for the year for the continuing operation is at 13 Swiss francs as compared to roughly 17 last year. I skip the next chart and jump right into the divisional P&Ls, which chart 17 is basically a summary of. Valora Retail, again, has been able to grow for the first time since a couple of years, and we have, to a large extent, compensated the really bad result. Remember, it was a loss of 6 million in the first half of 2007. Now we are back at 17 for the full year. But as overall, the result, of course, is still disappointing. 70 million, 1% EBIT is not acceptable. There we have to work to bring it back to where we want it to be. You'll find another chart on page 19 that explains how the mixture or the product range has developed in the kiosk, which makes about two-thirds of the retail business. I will not go into each category now. You have the explanation. You see that it is basically a continuation also of the trend that we had in the first half of the year. Especially food is good news, and non-food basically compensated for the or food managed to compensate for the disappointment in media. On the next page, has been going backwards as far as top line is concerned. That is mainly also driven by the lack of a major football game that happened in 2006. So, nevertheless, of exceptional effects in 2006, we had an increase in cost, which overall led to a slight decrease of the operating result, down to 25 million, but still, as overall, the business is sound and will work hard to bring it back to growth also at the bottom line. Valora Trade, there you see on the positive side a clear growth story. We have been able to grow the top line by almost 50 million. I have to admit that part of that has been boosted or has been supported by positive currency effects. The gross margin has been going down slightly, given that the growth mainly comes from large customers that traditionally have an overall slightly lower gross margin than the average. Nevertheless, we posted 2.2% or 17 million operating profit. Here, the challenge of the future will be that we actually transform the growth of top line down to the bottom line and don't do it vice versa. So if I sum up, we are building on a solid balance sheet structure. We have a strong cash flow, but the potential of the company is not really reached yet, and we will work on that solid basis to actually get back to a full potential result over the next year. Thank you very much, and I hand over to the future and to our chairman. Thank you.
Okay, you receive via internet the presentation. I will not go through every page, but I want to say you how much I like this firma, and I think that this firma has an incredible potential, and I am sure that we have a very nice future. So if you take the story of the firma of the last 5 years, we have a lot of troubles, we have a lot of problems, we have a lot of little story in internal or in external. But this firma has every year give a dividend, and in this day too, and I see sure that it's a very, very good firma with a lot of possibility. And
to see in the future. If you go to the page 26, you will see that in Switzerland, our car business is everywhere in top position in Switzerland. You can see on the right the ability to win, and on the left the market attractiveness. And you see that kiosk, media, and trade are in the top position, and that convenience is in development potential, but with a lot of potential for the next years. I shall say that we do the last 6 weeks with the Bain Company, a review of management, a review of the strategy, and we arrive to the conclusion that we are on the right way. We shall just have a focus on what we want to do on retail and media, and in the trade we want to continue the strategy. But if you go to the page 27, you'll see that in European country, and this is the good news, where we are everywhere in top position and in market attractiveness. That said, we are well positioning. We have on the right scale the possibility to grow and to achieve better results. If you go to page directly to page 29, you carry that retail is detail. You know that I am in retail in since some years, 40, 41 for exactitude, and I think that the retail is detail. We have a lot of good news. You know every one of this one. We are a market leadership. We have a very large network, 1,000 POS in Switzerland and in Germany. We can grow in Germany, surely. With 1,000 POS, every POS are in very, very superior location, and we have a direct and broad customer access. I think these 4 points are very important for the success. We shall try to give to our customer what he wants, what he's looking for, to learn from England as example, and to see that we can offer for the morning a breakfast for 12 o'clock when the people are looking for to eat very quickly outside of the office, and when they go back at the home, to give what they can very quickly cook at the evening. I think it's not very difficult to do. We shall do quickly. We shall have an identification and an implementation of new trends. We have too much static assortment. I think we shall be very quickly, very, very in to have the right merchandise at the right moment. We shall found innovative retail formats. We have a lot of examples in Europa. We shall have a rigorous financial transparency that is very important for us and for you. And you have seen that we put it in place a new organization with supply chain, and IT. And I think supply chain and IT are very important for the business that we are doing, that we have 1,000 or more POS. We shall know every point of sale. We know what they need and what our customer is looking for. In divestment of brand, you see that we confirm the divestment of Allround. We take it in wait position for 2 months. Selling process is running, and the board will communicate the status when appropriate, when we have a sign or there, when we can say something. The operational improvement for the and EBIT growth, that's very important. I think that we can have a sustainable growth with a penetration of existing core market, with expansion into new markets and development of new sources of growth. And at the same time, to do the competitive cost structure, to found better, excellent operational and administrative areas, outsourcing of non-core activities, and try to simplify all the organization from Valora.
We want to reduce the complexity of Valora business portfolio. We are studying all the possibility, and we have some good ideas. We want to develop a lean structure, example from IT and supply chain, without they are direct reporting at the CEO now. We want efficiency in central function. We want a centralization of the headquarters in Muntes. You know that we are in three places in Switzerland. Switzerland is not very big, but it's better to be in one place when we are a little society and we have some people right and left. We will concentrate it all in Muntes. We will concentrate the resources where we need to grow. What is our goal? The goal are sustainable sales growth between 3 and 5% per annum, and EBIT growth between 10 and 50% per annum in the next 3 years. And that is an ambitious goal, and we are going from 56 million to achieve this goal. We don't take the extraordinary items. We take the result total, 56, and we want growth 5% per annum, and a bit 10 till 15%. We can, in the future, when we have a good metric of our market in Switzerland, we can go on, and especially in Germany, we have a lot of possibilities in Germany, and we can go on in Europa to found and to grow with expansion. In the trade strategy is confirmed, and we continue as pan-European and when is possible organic opportunity for driving the growth. In summary, I will be sure that I think you have some questions, or a lot of questions. We have done a strategy with Bain and with the Geschäftsleitung, that is the board of director and executive board in collaboration. We are sure and we are economic sound and future-oriented business for our portfolio. We want and we confirm the business strategy in the core divisions. We want a focus and an acceleration, but a big acceleration in the implementation of our business. We want to try to lean the structures and to take away the complexity of our organization. And when we are okay with all this goal, we want to go quicker in Germany, Austria, but in additional European country. We want to grow the convenience. Convenience is very important. Today we are speaking from micro-retailing. The micro-retailing is well-known in USA with 7-Eleven, or in Japan with 7-Eleven, or in with Tesco and so on. I think in convenience we can not just think convenient, but we can think little stores between 60 and 120 square meter. We have a lot of example in all the world, as example Accessorize, where are very successful with non-food of very small little stores. We have a change in top management. Mr. Wüst resigned as CEO at his own request. We have yesterday a board meeting, and we accept this request. He will stay the next month with me as executive. I will be executive chairman, and Mr. Wüst will be with me as CEO of the company. We are looking for a new CEO. We want to go quick, but we want to go on the right place to look for our CEO. We don't want to have problem, and it's better 1 or 2 months later as too quick to decide. When we have the CEO, and here we have some candidates, good candidates for head of retail, and we want to see when we have the CEO, that it's very important, the head of retail and the CEO
can speak together to see when they can work together. The corporate function, I said that before, FMS has been dissolved. IT and logistics started and reporting directly to the CEO. We have a very good man from Manor as IT. We have a very good man from Co-op for the supply chain. And I think we are on the right position now to do what we shall do. We have decided to pay out 9 francs per share dividend. I think it's important that the share of Valora is quite good shares in a report of these 9 francs. The people are waiting that. We ask to the General Assembly at the 29th of April an authorization of share buyback this maximum 500,000 shares. We will, as corporate governance, reduce the term of the board member from 3 to 1 year. And the nominee 2008 board of directors, they are the person myself, after Mr. Fichter. It is for IT and processes, Mr. Franz Julem, franchising and retailing, Connie Löffel for finance and controlling, and you, Mr. Bernard Heiser, as a lawyer, legal, and merger and acquisition. I think that is very important to see that with a little board we can decide very quickly, we can meet very often when it's needed, and we are good represented in all the more important part of the Valora. Important to say that Mrs. Chan said 3 months ago that she don't want recandidated, and they decide the same Mr. Weber, Mr. Gubler, Mr. Kahlen, and Mr. Kuster. They decide to let the new board and not to represent 1 year more on the board from Valora. What is the outlook? I think the outlook is good, the 2 first months of this year, but you can say that after a bad first semester last year, we hope that the first semester will be good, but it's good. The European Football Championship in Austria and Switzerland will have a clear positive impact that we have more customers, we have more traffic in the rail station and in the airport. We want to very, very quickly do a business excellence in retail with critical success factor. You know everybody what I mean. Improve that customer-oriented category management, identification and implementation of new trends, point-of-sales network optimization, innovation, and what we said before, financial transparency and best-in-class in logistics and IT. What is important is to repeat that we want growth 3 to 5% per annum and a growth of EBIT within 10 and 15% per annum in the next 3 years. Okay, that was a quick presentation. I am chairman since less than 2 months. I think we have spoken with a lot of people. We have seen a lot of places. We have do a very good job with the management and with Bain, and I think we have the good decision and we are on the track and the firma is very good. Very important to say that we want to do that the board member, the management, the first and second level, very much interested in the society, and we will give the bonus with shares. And we have a new system, and we want to involve all the people from Valora to see how much is important to have a good, very good managed firma. Thank you very much, and we are here all three to answer to your question. Merci. Thank you.
The first question is from Mr. John Cox of Landsbanki Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a couple of questions for you. The first question actually is on the buyback, this 500,000 shares I'm just wondering over what time frame you think the buyback will be completed. Obviously, I don't think it will be completed in 1 or 2 years, given the amount there. That's the first question. The second one is the sales growth, this target of 3 to 5% per year. I guess you're talking about organic growth there, i.e. that excludes any potential acquisitions in the future. And following on from there, obviously that seems a pretty ambitious target given, you know, there isn't very much growth coming from the core, say, retail and media business. Do you think most of it will actually come in from potentially the rest of the trade business? And my third question is on the trade division. You've not really said it, you've said that you want to keep things going as they are, but I was wondering if, you know, ultimately you might actually spin off the rest of that trade business, because you don't really seem to be talking about it being a core business. And then just come back to the last question on the retail division, I'm just wondering where you think the operating margin can actually go to in the retail division. I think, you know, some people have been talking about a 3 or 4% operating margin in retail over the next 24 months. Do you think that's realistic? I wonder if you just sort of outline what you think the retail division can actually do going forward. Thank you very much.
Okay. For the 500,000 shares, I think, no, we don't think. We will do that totally independent of the sales of the own brands. That says that this recall, this buyback shares, we will do that this year without problem and if possible till September. Second point, sales of own brands. What was the question, sorry? No, here's the second one. The sales growth,
excluding potential acquisition,
it is surely that in this key figures are some new kiosks, or there's some new, but in Germany it's very difficult to buy 100 or 200 or 300 pieces in one time, but it's 20, 30, 50 pieces more, but I think this is more an organic growth. For trade, I think it's right for us to, in this moment, to keep trade. It brings us a good EBIT. It's not a problem. It's totally separately, and it's better to take it and not to sell, and to try to find a solution when we have something big to take over or to do something. And I think it's not the moment to dilute our people on the sales of the trade. For the retail, you are right. I think that the 3% you said, I think, 3 to 4%, it's something that I don't want to say yes or no, but if you take in Switzerland, our main competitors, Migros and Coop, they are between 2 and 3. But with the bank and with financial and everything, we are just retailing. It's not the comparison with England. England has a much higher EBIT ratio. But I think we can say that we shall try to do all what we want to do better in sales, in turnover, and in the EBIT, in margin, which shall come from retail. And if you do the calculation, you will see that we are not very far away from that you said. You see in the paper that in the second semester, the first semester, the retailing was 1% EBIT, was not good, and the second semester was 3%. That says that we have a good potential. If we do well our job, we can achieve the goals, and I think we shall try to go on the road that we have the four last months and the two first months of this year. Finish.
Okay, I wonder if I could just have a follow-up. Just on the, you know, the growth, 3 to 5%, looks pretty ambitious. I'm just wondering how you can suddenly, you know, invigorate the organization to suddenly start growing at 3 to 5% on an organic basis. Then It seems pretty ambitious. I'm just trying to, get your feel, where you see the growth coming from. And maybe as a second follow-up, where do you see the kiosk network ultimately? Will it be a Tesco Metro? Will it be a Pret a Manger? I'm looking at some of the UK companies. Will it be a 7-Eleven? Where do you see the kiosk network going?
So the fourth point, 3 to 5% is ambitious. I agree with you, but I think it's totally feasible that we have seen in the last 6 months that we can achieve that. It's sure, and I repeat, some acquisition will be done, but not the same as 2007, because we are not ready now in the next 6 months without a 100% CEO and a retail chef to buy a lot of things. I think it's important to have a good result in Switzerland, to try to expand in Germany, and to try to, not to try, but to have between 3 and 5% in our point of sale. I think it's very important to say we are not suffering the conjuncture. It's something where it's going when it's going well or when it's going bad. The kiosks are doing very well. I don't think it's a problem, but I think that this year in Switzerland and Austria we have European championship in soccer and football, and we will have a lot of customer more, and we are on the street and we are very good place. I forget it something, I think.
No.
Pret a Manger, you asked for Pret a Manger. I think Pret a Manger is a good chain, but I don't think Pret a Manger is now an example for us as Kerngeschäft, as core business, while that take a lot of money. We are not ready now for franchising system. We shall try before to win money in our stores, in our spectacolo, and when we can have a good rentability, a good success, we can try to have some franchiser and to try to go on with the franchising. But now it's too early, and I don't think we shall split our forces. We stay concentrated in what we are doing.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Next question is from Andreas von Arx of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Also, I think four questions. The first one is, could you please bit elaborate on what's with the K-Growth concept? Is that rollout still planned? Then the second one is on the convenience you mentioned. Will that be together with Migros, or will you do that on a standalone basis? Then the next question is on your targets. If I do the quick calculation, 3 years of EBIT, I end up with an EBIT margin of 2.5% in the third year. I mean, before you were elected, I think you mentioned the target of 3 to 4% medium term. So would you agree that your current targets are rather conservative?
And the fourth question?
Regarding acquisitions, I mean, you speak about Eastern Europe, I think I saw on the map. Which countries and which divisions would be first preference for acquisitions?
Okay, a lot of questions. I think I will begin with the important one. I think the target. If you take 3 to 5%, and you take 10 to 15%, you take every year the turnover and the EBIT after in francs, you will see that what I say between 3 and 4 can be confirmed. But you shall not forget it's something very important. We are speaking from a society where we have three legs.
One leg is trade. Trade can be between 2 and 2 and 2.6 without problem. But if we take over something or the way we expand in trade, that has some repercussion of our percent result of the society. If you take media, the good goal is between 4 and 5%. If we take over there more, it's sure that we can do a better percentage. Third, retail. Today we are with 1%. You are right. All the best of what we want to do shall come from retail. We shall try to go with the retail in a good, as a good company, and to achieve the goals that we have. I think you cannot say Valora as global, but it's important to say global is Valora are three legs, and what are our goal in these three legs? That we will not officially say, but the totality of that can be what we put it as goal. As a point very important is to say that what is important in Valora, they are the franc, the money what stay in the company. And I think we can do 60 million with 1%, or we can do 60 million with 6%. I think what is important is the strategy, and we are sure that the strategy to be the best in class on the POS side is the right decision. The Carwachstum, you are speaking about Carwachstum. I think I said before what we shall do. We have a new informatic system. We will know what the customer are looking for. We can have a linear meter margin. We can try to put at the best place on the display the right merchandise. I think if we are doing that, and that we have no more a push system, but a pull system in the logistic, we can have, without big problems, some percent more as in the retail place. For convenience, it's sure now we have, with AVEC, we have two possibilities in this moment. We have two options. We have now, in this moment, one with Migros, and one we are standalone with AVEC. And I think one has nothing to do with the other. We are very happy with the work with Migros. We hope that we can accelerate it, everything, but you know that we have in this company, Chernova, we have 50%. We cannot consolidate it. We can just have, as consider in our account, just what we can as dividend, what we receive as dividend. We can see that we can, with our standalone Valora, we can, without problem, have an expansion without have problem with Migros. But with Migros, it's sure a very good solution. Which country is very difficult to say now, but I think what I have seen from my screening that I have done this last 6 weeks, we can see that in Germany we have 80 million inhabitants, and we have an incredible potential. And when we are doing well Germany, we can have a big success. And after, you know very well that there's a lot of kiosk chain in Poland, in Estland, in Lithuania, I don't know where, no, where they are coming on the market. There is a big consolidation process in this in the POS from kiosk, and I think we shall stay awake from every offer and study very quickly every opportunity, but not in the next 6 months. I think it's important that we have the right organization and that we have time to study and to find the right occasion. I will just say something. I said that before. I can assure you that I will never buy
some bed more, or some pillow more, or some assets that have nothing to do with Valora. I think what is very important is that when we do something, we shall have a good rendita, and we shall be in our core business, and that is what we want to do.
Can I ask a quick follow-up question?
How many?
One.
Yes.
I know it's a bit unfair, but you know, if I look back, a consultant team coming in, changing the product team, changing efficiency, changing POS network, and doing then acquisitions after that, I think I heard more or less the same strategy in 2005. What do you think is now that better compared to 2005 that will really sustainably increase, improve the situation?
I think the board of the management since 2005 have a lot of political works, and they discuss a lot between the board to find some solution or to give some answering at the CEO and the all the team of Valora, of the management. I think now we are going in a quiet period. We will work. We will see that one time you have time to come with me and the CEO to see Mutens, you will understand what I am saying now. We have a very big real estate in Mutens. We have 40,000 square meter. We have the supply chain on the third and the fourth floor. It's not new from today. It's from 4 years ago. And I think just if you see that and you do this look over the Mutens real estate, you will understand that without problem. Second point for consultant, I think we take Bain just for two reasons. The first reason is they have done a very big study 3 years ago. We have done a study under the name X-Ray to see what was the evolution between the end of the work of Bain 2 years ago and today, to know what the management put it in place. And so we decide to do that with Bain. And we do the same thing, the time and the understanding of the cost. We have in this firma too much cost. We shall found cost, and one example or the two examples I said before is one place to work and supply chain and IT directly to the CEO without somebody in between. I think it's a lot of possibility to found some money to do less cost, and I think that is the answer. What do you say?
Okay, thank you very much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody, and see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. The conference is now over, and you may disconnect your telephones. Thank you.